What?
What is it called?
Electric Ladyland.
Well, we've almost reached the end of our show, but before we say goodbye, I want to give a final word to each of our guests in regards to the last song on this remarkable collection. The tune is an instrumental entitled Slow Blues, and it is not only the last track Jimi Hendrix ever recorded, but in a hauntingly ironic twist of fate, the tape itself mysteriously stops recording before the song is over. The symbolism of this unexplained event was obviously not lost on John McDermott, nor Jimmy's engineer, Eddie Kramer.
It really is, and I think John's expertise here at making that selection, I wasn't sure about it at first, but when I heard it in the context of the whole album, I realized that this is the perfect way. It stops. His life was interrupted, and this track symbolizes that. You know, his music was interrupted, and we lost a great hero, a great musical hero, and I'm glad you feel that way about it.
John McDermott.
I think the point that struck me was that it's not only did it symbolize, you know, him never being able to come back to Electric Lady, but that Electric Lady was so filled with promise that there was so much he could do here. And, when it abruptly ends, it's appropriate in that, you know, and so does the life of Jimi Hendrix. And nothing says that more eloquently than the music. And that's why I think for us it was the perfect way to articulate that, you know, we lost a giant. And, nothing spoke more for Jimmy than his music, and I think that's what we tried to do with this.
And finally, we save the last word for Mitch Mitchell.
I think if he was around at this point in time, he would be knocked out the amount of kids that have picked up a guitar because of hearing him. And it goes, we're talking of, quite a few generations down the pike since he passed on. And I think he'd be very, very pleased to know that. So that part of the legacy is, that's a nice thought.
A nice thought indeed. Well, I hope you enjoyed these past 3 hours and that we were able to give you some insight into the life of this most gifted artist. The Jimi Hendrix Experience box set will be in the stores on September 12th. And as you've heard, it's a very special experience indeed. My thanks to Eddie Kramer, John McDermott, and Mitch Mitchell for joining me, as well as to Mark Felsott, Johnny V, Steve Nelson, and Tommy Nast. For the SFX Radio Network, I'm Jim Ladd. If you missed any portion of our world premiere broadcast or would just like to hear the broadcast in its entirety, then go to sfx.com between Sunday night, September 3rd and Tuesday, September 12th, where you can listen to a webcast of this show on demand 24 hours a day. Don't forget to visit the ongoing Jimi Hendrix Gallery at the Experience Music Project in Seattle and the Jimi Hendrix Exhibit at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, which opens September 12th. The Jimi Hendrix Experience 4-CD box set world premiere broadcast was creatively engineered by Steve Nelson. Special thanks to Jeremy Hammond, John McDermott, Eddie Kramer, and Jamie Hendrix. Also John Sigler and Donna Mercer of MCA Records, Patricia Warwick, Brian Wilson, and John Calabro of ABC Sound in New York, Robert Combs of WIXV in Savannah, Georgia, and Mr. Dave Marsh. Additional thanks to Neil Bird, Maria Musaitif, Jerry McQueen, and Allison Mullen of the SFX Radio Network. This world premiere broadcast was written and hosted by Jim Ladd. Producer was Mark Felsot, associate producer John Valenzuela, broadcast coordinator Mike Davis, and the executive producers have been Gary Bird, Steve Smith, Tommy Nast, and Ted Utz. This has been an exclusive presentation of the SFX Radio Network, copyright 2000, all rights reserved.